This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today is a very special guest. Manoj Arora is the founder and the CEO of a very cool company. We're talking about SecOps as a service on the Microsoft platform. It is Defenda, D-I-F-E-N-D-A.com. Welcome back. You guys are exciting. Tell us what you're up to. What are the goals on this thing we talk about, which is really a big deal, consolidation and simplification of our cybersecurity environment?
Well, Gary, if you look at all major recent breaches, none of them were actually due to lack of security infrastructure or tools, but it was due to systemic failure to use those tools effectively. So what we've done over the last few years is we burdened ourselves with unsustainable presence of these security tools with blind faith that by doing so will protect us. And clearly that's not the case. I think the sheer desire to solve an existing problem by throwing various security products at it has become a problem in itself. So our goal really at Defenda is to look at consolidation and security. Really, our goal for consolidation and simplification is derived from building a simple, strong, and sustainable tier of cyber defense for our customers. Really, we are looking at consolidating these various tools into a single platform that offers real-time visibility into threats as they exploit the attack surface spread across various devices within the enterprise.
So, you know, there's a lot of signal-to-noise problems lately, and I agree with you. I think simplicity is the key. What does simplicity mean to Defenda?
Well, you know, when I look at it both from the perspective of Defenda and our customers, simplicity really means simple to understand, simple to explain, and simple to implement, right? Well, when we translate that into cybersecurity and security controls, we are looking at best of breed tools. They have to be super effective and sustainable to manage. So for us, that's what defines simplicity for us.
On that note, you know, a lot of organizations are suffering from complications and lack of visibility due to the overly complex security environment. As we started out this conversation, it is complex. There's so much noise, and again, noise to signal ratio. What happened over the last 10 years, kind of from your perspective, that created this challenge for us today?
I think the number one problem, Gary, has been lack of maturity within the industry to see the big picture. Now that coupled with, you know, vendor-led marketing programs have totally misled the industry. And now we have an overwhelming presence of very expensive tools in our environment, which are incurring heavy costs, are extremely redundant, and poorly implemented and managed. So that's what's happened over the last 10 years. And, you know, when you look at it from a security practitioner standpoint, a more mature CISO, I believe their stance would be that I rather have a simple and sustainable, well-configured, well-managed security environment than have an overwhelming presence of poorly managed tools that really are not serving the enterprise in any way, shape, or form.
And a lot of companies have gone through numerous CISOs, you know, and it's been a revolving door for a lot of CISOs, which I don't think is fair. You know, they get blamed for a lot of breaches, and there's left behinds. There's a lot of tools left behind that, you know, maybe it's end of license and a license renewal, and the new guy or gal has to deal with all these tools and all this mess. Is this why people are moving to security consolidation in 2023? Like, why now?
I think what you highlighted has been part of the problem, right? So people come and go, and they make decisions with their, you know, which whoever comes in next has to now deal with. What's happening now is people have realized that whatever they did over the last few years isn't serving them anymore. I think they understand there is a need to evolve, there's a need to change, and that's what's driving this movement. And why now? I think that's answered by really looking at the industry right now. I think we are at a point today where we have compelling options on the table that offer us the ability to consolidate without losing control, consolidate without adding immense amount of cost, and really consolidate using a single platform that is robust enough to cover everything that they have in the environment that can replace a lot of redundant components that have really made the current environment very unsustainable.
On that note, Manoj, could you address some of the challenges that security leaders are facing that simplification will help them deal with?
I think over the last few years, every security leader I've spoken to is struggling to sustain security operations, really. And I said it several times that in its current format, operating an effective cybersecurity program is really unsustainable. Simplification is the only way to get a grip on cybersecurity landscape, mature our security posture, really move away from constantly tweaking our tools to actually fighting next generation of threats staring right at us.
Keeping it simple, is there some value, like what's going on the threat defense side that will support consolidation and simplification?
Yeah, the landscape is changing. I think a number of application or the providers of these applications have understood that they cannot sell the applications without the right level of controls built into it. So what we are seeing is that security tools are getting natively embedded within these applications. And they're powerful and they're quite capable. All we need to do now is to create a comprehensive and sustainable plan to extract utmost value from them so that we can really protect our environment in a more sustainable manner.
Now, Manoj, Microsoft, one of your leading partners, of course, they really have done an amazing job at adding some things in security that a lot of people don't even know about. You know, Defender for Everything. They have a Microsoft Defender beyond just the endpoint agent, Sentinel. They're doing so many things. Does that lead to them becoming a go-to technology company for this consolidation and the simplification?
Well, we've assessed several tools before we picked Microsoft. And at this point in time, Microsoft Security is the most powerful platform out there that offers a path to comprehensive and seamless coverage across the attack surface that is being actively exploited today. It's also effective in combating the evolving threat landscape. And really, you know, coming back to point, it's probably the most sustainable platform today to operate and manage. So that's why, you know, at this point in time, Microsoft is the only platform that offers all of these things. And it's also natively being embedded in Microsoft suite of products, which has maximum coverage within the industry. I'm not saying other vendors won't catch up, but at this point in time, Microsoft is leading the game.
They absolutely are. They're pouring a ton of money into R&D and leadership, which is amazing. And their team are really serious security professionals. So let's say we've consolidated, we've simplified. What kind of business outcome would we get going in this model, in this approach and direction?
I think as a security practitioner, you know, the number one outcome is to improve our security posture. So that's non-negotiable. So that remains our number one outcome that we want. Less is more. And anyone who thinks other way around is going to struggle, in our opinion. Other couple business outcome that is extremely important to consider is to build a sustainable security program. Like I said, most of our customers are struggling with the sustainability of the program. It's become so big with so many tools, with so many products, with so many teams playing into it, that it's almost unsustainable. So it's time to rethink, redesign, and re-architect what a security program should look like. I think the third most important outcome, especially given the current economic climate, is to get a grip on overwhelming amount of investments that are going into cybersecurity. It's like I said, it's an unsustainable amount of cybersecurity investments that are being made. And really, there's no justification behind the value, because we never complete the cycle where we go from investing and implementing a tool to actually the, you know, completing the governance model to assess and evaluate if that tool and that investment really delivered the value that we said it would.
Some of the value people are going to find in this simplification and consolidation, I think, would be a good way to leverage reports on what they're doing in a simple approach to reduce the cost of cyber insurance. You know, the insurance carriers keep raising their rates. So simplifying and consolidating also means you can provide reports that an insurance carrier can understand, probably get your cyber insurance back to normal rates. On that note, you know, everybody needs to consolidate and simplify security, but I'm curious, who would be the ideal customer to go it this way? And what would be a great starting point for them?
Well, I think ideal customer. So any customer who can relate to a discussion so far is an ideal customer for us. And a great starting point is just to look inwards, right? To build an inventory of all the security controls they have in place, what investments they've made so far within their infrastructure, how many redundant components are present within their environment, and what's the level of implementation that they have, or what's the level of effectiveness that their security environment is offering. Mm-hmm. I have seen environments with huge amount of investments where, you know, the tools are only implemented for 20 to 25% of the capabilities that they offer, and they're paying the entire amount of security operational costs that really is incurred on a year-on-year basis. I think that's a good starting point, I would say.
That sounds great. And if our viewers and our listeners are interested in SecOps as a service, why would they choose Defender?
Well, great question. Defender is cybersecurity first, Microsoft only service providers. We've done this, protecting our customers, security consolidation, simplifying the environment for our customers over several years. And we are really very invested in our customer success. We really consider our success as a byproduct of our customer success. We are totally vested in our customers. And I think once they commence, the journey of partnering with Defender, I'm sure they'll be able to endorse it themselves.
That sounds great. It makes me think of you as my cybersecurity co-pilot, which everybody needs a co-pilot, and we need it. We need the instruments to be simplified. So Manoj Arora, you are the founder and CEO of Defender, very cool company. Is there anything you'd like to share with our viewers and listeners that we haven't covered today?
No, I think we've covered a lot. I think it's time to rethink security. It's time to simplify everything that we've done so far. It's time to look at what has worked for us in the past, what hasn't, and how do we take some, compelling steps in 2023 that allow us to really get a grip on our cybersecurity environment and the controls that we built over the years.
That sounds great. And next steps, where should we send our viewers and listeners?
Well, you should redirect them to defender.com, and that can be a great starting point. And like I said, if that doesn't work for them, I think it'd be good if they look inwards into their own security infrastructure and control library. I think they'll get a lot of answers there.
Manoj, thank you so much for joining me today in the hot seat. This was a wonderful interview. I learned a lot more about Defender. And really, I agree with you 100%. It's time to simplify and consolidate. We can get the cost down and still be secure in a very tough financial climate.
Well, thank you, Gary. It was a pleasure being over here. Thanks.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.
Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio have launched 24/7/365 live streams. Visit them online today at cyberdefense.tv and cyberdefense.radio with your host and globally recognized cybersecurity expert and my good friend, Gary Milewski.